That's Meluba Kaprosan. We learn out Rosh Chodesh from Yom Kippur. And the life Parchim of here, we did not ask this question. I saw your host from over there, Kapor Mikhtav Tziva. There it says Chatis Lashem. It says the word Lechatis Lashem. That a carbon Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, the Torah calls it a Chatis. And so we know it's Mechapur on something that has a key of Chorus. So therefore the question there was, maybe in Rosh Chodesh is Mechapur on everything? So therefore, Gimel Milsa B'Yamu. It's the Gimel Milsa that just like on Rosh, on the Musaf of Yom Kippur, is only Mechapa to Mishmit and not more. So the Gimel Milsa we can learn out to Rosh Chodesh. That Rosh Chodesh also is only Mechapa to Mishmit and not more. But how do I know the Chalas Mechapa Fechim? Correct? Because it says, Chatas Lashem. So Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is good. Just the Korban Musaf of Gimel Regalim, here's the question. How do I know it's Mechapa? On the Chet Sheish by Chorus, it doesn't say the word Chatas by Gimel Regalim. And we cannot learn it out from Rosh Chodesh or from Yom Kippur. For instance, this is a question, Abel Hocha, Ikla Meima, Kula Nusa, like Aminim. But here we cannot learn out the Musaf of Rosh, of Gimel Regalim from Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur has special Kabonis, Meruba, Kaprosan. But I cannot learn out the Gimel Regalim. So how do I know that the story of Gimel Regalim is Mechapir? For instance, Ela Kedi Yomer Abchama Ba'achanina. That he says, Soyer V'Soyer. There's a Gzeira Shava, Soyer V'Soyer. For Chinami, Soyer V'Soyer. It's a Gzeira Shava. So we're saying to you what the Gzeira Shava is. Rashi says, Rashi says, Soyer V'Soyer. Soyer have you not to Nikta Bakunen. It says this Soyer. It says an extra Vav. So Vav, Meisav Alin Yerishan. Lahakish. On my hekish, ikish, tzira regalim, v'shal ha-chodesh. It says by the Gimel Regalim, u'sir, the extra vav has come to teach us to learn out Gimel Regalim from Rosh Chodesh. Ruka alam v'binyanav. This we already learned out from v'binyanav already. Miyan kippa. Therefore, v'dav alam v'binyanav, chayzim alam v'dekish. That's how we know the kitza, the sawyer of Rosh Chodesh. That it's mechafef, atumis, mitzish, kudeshav. We learn out from the extra vav. It says, u'sir, the vav is teaching us that this Sawyer we learn out from a different Sawyer. From which Sawyer? From the Sawyer of Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh, it says clearly, Chatas Lashem, that it's Mechaper. That's how I know the Gimel Regalim is also Mechaper, Atumash Mitzvah Shekudosh. And the Ifkosh, Seer Regalim, with the Seer Rosh Chodesh. This Vav teaches us that we learn out the Musaf of Gimel Regalim from the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Now, not Seer Rosh Chodesh, Eina Mechaperim Ela. Al Shein Boyidia, Leiva Tchil Leiva Soif, just like by Rosh Chodesh. It's only Mechaper, where there's no Yidia at all. It's called the Chet Lashem. You do not know at the beginning and at the end. It's Af Soyer Regalim. The same thing, the Korba Musaf, that's brought in the Gimel Regalim, the same Sfara, Eino Mechaperin, Elo Al Shein Boyidia, Leiva Tchil Leiva Soif. This is the Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda's Sfara. Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah says that both the Soyer of Rosh Chodesh and the story of the Gimel Regalim are both mechaper on the same thing. They're both mechaper only on Al Shein Leidiyah Leibat Chilav Leibat Soif. So the Yikalimut is from where? From Rosh Chodesh. And there it says Chatas Lashem. Mashma only Hashem knows that he did a chet. That's called Ein Leidiyah Leibat Chilav Leibat Soif. So the Chatas Lashem teaches us only for Ein Leidiyah. How do I know Gimel Regalim? That's the cloud. I don't know what's mechaper, but I have an extra vav who's serious in. It says the Vav, the extra Vav, who series him, teach us, we learn out this series him from another series him. So the one closest to it is Rosh Chodesh. So we learn out Gimel Regalim from Rosh Chodesh. That's what you teach in the Mishnah, that both of them are only Mechaper, Al Shem Leidiyah, Leiva Tchila, V'loi Vafai. Now, Ibur Lord, here's a question like this. Kiyo Marab Yehuda, when did Rabbi Yehuda say, Al Shem Boyediyah, Leiva Tchila, V'loi Vafai? That he says these mitzvah is on our own in the chaper. We have no yidiyah at all. Hani mili v'chet shein tzayf livada. Maybe only on the chet that you will never find out about it. It's something that you'll never know about it. You didn't realize it at the beginning, and you don't realize it at the end either. Avol chet shein tzayf livada, but a chet maybe that eventually you would find out about it. Kimi shiyesh yidiyah b'tzayf gami. Maybe that's considered like you have yidiyah b'tzayf. If so, Osoyer Hanaseh Bachutz, the Yom Kippur Mechaper. So maybe that goes into the category of Ein Leidiyah B'Achila, but Yesh Leidiyah B'Soif. that then Rosh Chodesh is not mechaper, but the Sayer of Musaf, Yom Kippur, is mechaper. I do maybe know, afilu chet, she faithfully fought, even though it's such a chet, that eventually, for sure, he will find out about it. Like you said, he went down the street, and it was Tomei, he did not realize it, and he still doesn't realize it. But for sure, eventually he's going to find out about it. People talk about it, and he'll for sure find out what he did wrong. So maybe since he's going to find out what he did, it's fitted that he has the idea, or maybe no. Hashtaniyu chetshein makibay. Elo Hashem karina bay. But right now, Peshachta comes, Rosh Chodesh, he does not realize it. When it came Rosh Chodesh now, it's still called Ein Lo Yediya Leibachilam, for Leibachayf. Right now, he still does not realize what he did wrong. So maybe it's still called the Chet, that only Hashem knows about it, and maybe Rosh Chodesh could be Mechata. Rashi says, Shesayf Livoda, Kegain Shirua Shenitna. People saw him that he became Tamei. And this was the name of Shesayf Livoda Lodiya. They'll for sure tell him. His son saw him. So his son is assured, and he asked the father. He has a chash of a son. So the son saw his father touch the mace in the morning, and then he saw his son go to the base of Migdish. So for sure, the son is going to ask the father, what did you do? You were Tamei, how did you go to the base of Migdish? So eventually the father will find out about it. So in such a case, what's going to be, what? That's the Shiloh. What's such a faithful Livoda, what is that called? Is that considered like a Yediyah now, or right now there's no Yediyah? Kamohin says, so Shema, come up, bring your proof of this Shiloh. It says clearly the Tani will go like this. Al Shein Bo Yediyah Leibat Chilub Leibasai. That's what the Sawyer of Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper. Vechet She Saifu Livoda Sivir Haragolim Sivir Rosh Chodesh Mechaperim Sivir Rav Yudah. You see, clearly, you go bust the hashta. Right now, since you do not realize it, even though Saifa, your son, will tell you what happened, but right now you do not realize it, right now it's called the Chet only Lashem, therefore, if it's Rosh Chodesh now, the Mustaf of Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper for such a Chet. Who at the end, the Mustaf of Gimur Golim is Mechaper for such a Chet. Even though later he'll find out about it, but go bust the hashta. Right now he does not realize it. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Rabbi Shimon Mishnah argues on Rabbi Yudin, says no. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Sirei HaRagolim, Mechaprin, Avaloi Sirei Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Shimon makes a difference between the Sayer of Gimur HaGolim and the Sayer of Rosh Chodesh. He holds Rosh Chodesh is only Mechaper, Al Tohor, Shochel HaTatame. Omer Rabbi Loza, Omer Rabbi Shia, my time with Rabbi Shimon, what's the reason of Rabbi Shimon? Because according to this, we're going to be lost. How did we know that Gimur HaGolim is Mechaper Al Shem Bo'idiyo only from Rosh Chodesh? Because when Rosh Chodesh is said Chapa for Hashem, according to Rav Shimon, we're lost. Rav Shimon says Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper for something else. The Mustaf of Rosh Chodesh is only Mechaper our person that's told that ate Bosa that's cut, that ate Bosa. When he was telling he ate Bosa Kotchim. If so, how do we know that Gimur HaGolim is Mechaper Al Shem Bo'idiyo and Rechil Lo Vasayis? You can't learn that from Rosh Chodesh, so we're lost. Amen of Lazim Rav Shia. My time at Rabbi Shimon. Omar Kwa, the Pasuk says, the Oysa Nosan Lachem Losais Es Oven Haida, that this is given, we're given this carbon to forgive for the Chet of the Haida. Now, the High Kwa, the Soya de Rosh Chodesh Tzir, talking about Rosh Chodesh's Pasuk, so it says clearly, the Musaf, the Chatis of Rosh Chodesh is coming for forgiveness. It says what? Oven Haida, for the Avera of the Haida. Now, what does Oven mean? The Yalef Oven Oven Mitzit. He learns that Oven Oven from the Kapara, what the Tzit does, that the Kohen Gadol wears from the Tzit. Ne'emar Kan Oven, it says here by the carbon of Rosh Chodesh, the lost face of Oven Oida. Ne'emar Lahalayim Oven, it says by Tzit also, the word Oven. But she says Oven Oven Mitzit. The fifth day, the Nosa Aroin as Oven HaKodeshim. It says by the Tzit, by him wearing the Tzit on his forehead, the thing that says Kodesh Lashem, that's Mechaper on the Oven of Kodeshim. And so, Mal Halon Tumas Bosa, just like by the Tzitz. What is the Tzitz Merasa? That if you have the Bosa that's Tamei, or the Dam became Tamei, if you make a Zricha with it, the Tzitz makes it, but it's a good Kapara. Is that Khan here also? The Sawyer of Rosh Chodesh is Mechafer Tumas Bosa. That again, the person was told, and he ate Bosa Tamei. Well, he ate Bosa Tamei, for this, the Kapara is the Sawyer of Rosh Chodesh. She learned that up and over from Tzitz. But he might know, Ima Lahalan Oilin,
Akkadolin. What is a tzitz merakta? The tzitz only helps that if they bring a korban, that tamei, it's good. Even though the dam is tamei, the bus is tamei, still the zrik helps to the evet. So it doesn't have to do with us eating the meat. It has to do with that the korban is good. So maybe you're also that the soil of Rosh Chodesh is only in the chapel al-oilin. Only if they did a chet, that they brought a korban at tamei, maybe the Rosh Chodesh is mechapel. Afkan, oven. And the Gemara Eidah says, no, it says the word Eidah. Master Rosh Chodesh is Mechapur on a chet that the Eidah, that the people themselves do. So it has to be a chet that we do, not what the Kayin did that was Makir of Basar Tomei. So therefore on Rosh Chodesh it says Oven or Eidah. Oven means on Tumah. Eidah means to put people. So a person that ate Basar Kachim at Tomei, for this he needs a Kapur. Nifty, let's see. Nigma Gmiru Miyadodi. Nechapur the Rosh Chodesh Adidei. The other tits. If you're learning out one from the other, learning out Rosh Chodesh. From the tits, it says the word oven by the tits. And the word oven here by the story of Rosh Chodesh. And so maybe the story of Rosh Chodesh is also mechaper for what the tits does. In other words, the story of Rosh Chodesh will do two things. The story of Rosh Chodesh first will be mechaper on a person that eats the bus of Tomei, Alator, Shochlet of Tomei, but let it also be mechaper for the tits. Maybe it'll also help us. If they brought a korban, betuma, maybe the story of Rosh Chodesh would help you. So the question is, what do you need that for? You have the tits. Now, the meaning is that the tits broke, or he's not wearing the tits. That's the last question. Nichti, migmag miyum adodi, nichapa the Rosh Chodesh adidei, the other tits. And now, Kamina, the question is, I have a tits. What will we need the kapara of Rosh Chodesh for? Lehecha de nishpura tits. What's going to be if right before an era of Rosh Chodesh, the crying God's tits broke? And they couldn't, it's not fixable. So, it comes to Rosh Chodesh now, if they bring the korban betumah, there's nothing to be mechaper. Maybe the story of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for that. Just like you're learning out Rosh Chodesh from the tzitz, maybe it has the koyach to do like the tzitz. Then the case where the tzitz broke, and they brought the korban betumah, maybe this mutzah will be mechaper. On the Quran, the Pasuk says no, it says oven. So, darshan oven, achas, hu naisa, v'yei naisa beis avayis. No, the korban mutzah of Rosh Chodesh only has one kapara, just for a person that eats basar tamei, but not for the mizbeach, not if they brought a korban betumah. Okay, now the Gemara says, for the chapet tzitz adidei by the Rosh Chodesh. Let's say the tzitz has the kliyas of mechaper also for both. If you brought a korban one's tamei on the mizbeach, that's also mechaper for a person that four eats basar tamei. Maybe it's mechaper both ways. Now, Kamino, l'tumah dira beizel azeh. Sure, when you bring a korban Rosh Chodesh, that's mechaper. But let's say after Rosh Chodesh, a person ate basar tamei, and he wants to have a fair kapara. So maybe when the Kohen Gadol wears his tzitz is mechaper al oven, maybe this is also one of the ovens that's mechaper. So let's maybe the tzitz helps for a person that ate basar tamei after Rosh Chodesh, in between the two Rosh Chodesh. On Makro, no, it says even by the tzitz oisa. Okay, it says by Rosh Chodesh. It says again, the oisa nosa lechem losis oven as their oisa. It asks him, oisa nosi oven, the ena cheres nosi oven. Again, this chet, that it's the musaf of Rosh Chodesh, comes to the mechaper, but there is an oisa. Only the musaf of Rosh Chodesh could take care of it. Nothing else. So here we're not, the tzitz cannot be mechaper what the soyer of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper. So that's how Rav Shimon learns out the korban of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper al atomei al atol shok atomei. Ravashi Yomar, Siv Hoko Oven Eidah of Loi Kodeshim. No, it says better, it says for Rosh Chodesh, but not Oven Eidah. It's only the Avera that the people did. For Loi Kodeshim, not on the Chet of Kodeshim, not if you brought the Korban when it's coming. For that Chet of Kodeshim, that only the Tzitz is Maratza, not the Korban Musaf. Loi Kodeshim, but also Siv Oven Kodeshim. And by the Tzitz, so clearly, it's in the chapa for the Adam, Adam, Oven, HaKadoshim. The Torah says clearly, V'loi Yaida, teach us so clearly, that tzitz is only for Kavanah, and Rosh Chodesh is for people, and if we eat Basar Tamei. The Torah says good, according to Shimon El, Ashkechon, Tzirei, Rosh HaKadoshim, the Mechapri Nator, Shachat HaTamei. That's very good. This statement of Rabbi Shimon, we have, is very good. That Rosh Chodesh is coming, Oven, Haida, for Tor, Shachat HaTamei. But now, see, we go in to Mechapri al Shem Boyidia. Leva Kibbul and Asai. We know it. How does Rabbi Shimon know this? We know it because we learned it out from Rosh Chodesh. But according to Rabbi Shimon, Rosh Chodesh is different. How do we know that the Kapara of Gimel Golem, the Musa of Zimra Golden, what is it coming for Kapara? What type of a Kapara? How do we know it's coming? Al Shem Boyudi Lev Asayf. Grant is, the Yom Rab Chama Rabbi Kanino, Sawyer is Sawyer. Just like before we said, we learn out the Sawyer of Rosh Chodesh, of Gimel Golem. From Rosh Chodesh, he also makes the Turkish Sawyer, it says also Usi region, says next revolve by the Gimel Golem, Sawyer is Sawyer, the Ishka Zira Golem.